Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
I was having a really down day, and I went in and I was sitting next to this guy. I think he was probably 59, 60 years old, very successful, wealthy guy, happy, just, he was like a happy-go-lucky grandpa type, you know, just a good dude. And I'm just kind of listing off to him all these things that suck, you know? He says, well, I know how to solve your problem. I said, oh, what is it? He goes, buy tickets. I'm like, buy tickets? What do you mean buy tickets?
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
These are my personal mindset tricks. I've named them. They're weird for me. They might not make any sense on the card, so I'll explain them. But they're huge, huge in helping me deal with the bad days, turn my positive mindset back on, get my motivation, my drive back, and I hope that will support you all. Number one is my friend hat, which is so important. This is where, when I'm having a bad day, I always say, okay, if I was coaching my absolute dearest best friend in the world who just went through the same day, what would I suggest that they do next? Not how would I change their life? Not some big highfalutin stuff. Like, what would I suggest to that person they do, like, literally next in that situation they're in? Would it be, you know what, you really need to call your mom. You know what, you need to call that person, apologize. You know what, you need to send that email. You know what you need to do is take this. But what would I tell my absolute best, most adored friend to do as their very next step? Not the whole plan, just what's one thing I would tell my absolute best, dearest friend? I ask myself this question probably 2-3 times a week. Right? Because I'll get frustrated by something, something will piss me off, or I'll be bummed that something crashed and burned. I'll be like, okay, what would I, if my best friend just went through that exact same thing, what would I say they should do first? And of course, once I think of what they should do first, then the next step comes, and the next step, and the next step. Meaning, kind of coach and advise yourself from a third party standpoint. I know you probably know you should do that, but here's the way that I make it stick. I write the letter. This means I sit down with a blank piece of paper and I write the letter to myself from the best friend's perspective. Dear Brendan, you're really ugly and stupid, but you're my best friend. So, buddy, here's what I recommend you do about the situation that you're in. Here's how I think you should think about it. Here's what I recommend that you should do. And I literally write the letter to myself from the perspective of my best friend. Does that make sense? That's what I call putting on my friend hat, and I write the letter, Dear Brendan. And sometimes it's just, I write it, it's super short. It's on a little note card. I write like 10 sentences. Other times, man, I gotta dig deep, and that thing becomes like a 4-page letter to myself. You know, and we know from psychology, and specifically dealing with therapy and trauma, that if you will write yourself a letter, it does significantly change your emotional well-being. And writing it from this perspective as a friend has, I have found, made my letters much more compassionate, much more thoughtful, much more positive. So I just put my friend hat on, I write myself a little letter. That's number one. Number two, my mind trick number two, is the new chapter. And this is another writing technique, because writing techniques tend to be the most profound in helping people deal with trauma or difficult days or challenges. And the new chapter is, I literally write on a piece of paper, I write new chapter. And here's how I start. I say, if I started all over again, dot, 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 and then I write. And this helps me separate the current conditions I'm in towards the future. I don't always do these two together, but sometimes, I mean, maybe like twice a year, I find myself doing both together. But the new chapter things is like, if I just had a terrible day and I know how to handle it, I know what to do, I don't really need the friendship hat on, I kind of got the plan, but I'm just like, it's a big setback or it's a new way to begin. I'm just like, new chapter. If I was beginning all over again, what I would do right now is, right? It's kind of like the way I think about it is, you know, when you turn 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 and you got that zero on the year and you feel like it's a brand new beginning or like New Year's for you. Start from like, if you were going to start all over and I'll just write that out and I'll just write 4 or 5 pages of like, okay, if I was starting all over, I would think this way. If I was starting over, my relationships would be like this. If I was starting all over, I'd take care of my health this way. If I was starting all over, and I just write over and over, I write that phrase, if I was starting all over, and it's like the new chapter, if life was a new chapter. So if I was starting all over, and I'll tell you, I get so fired up doing that. I'm like, oh, I'd be healthier, I'd do this. And we have a form of that when we do our New Year's resolutions, but it's kind of weak. When you say, if I start, it helps you by writing, if I started all over, here's what this is doing. It's helping me think, plan, and consider my future. And guess what I'm not doing? Ruminating about the shitty day I just had. I'm not on the old situation anymore. It just takes my mind off the old situation and it reminds me about the personal control I have, because I'm like, oh, I could actually do these things. Does that make sense? Because here's what gets you in trouble. The dark days and the disappointments, you know when those get bad and turn into depression? When you ruminate on it over and over, when you run it in your head 1,000,000 times over and over, and each time it gets a little darker and a little darker and a little over 50 shades of gray and is worse and worse and worse and worse, and all of a sudden it's just this terrible disaster. You need to be careful of that. So that's how I trick my mind. I don't let my mind even do it. I go, if I start over, these things. Last big ideas for you guys today. This is my favorite one. Mind trick number three, buy tickets. This is something I say to myself because a old mentor of mine said this to me one time. I was a maybe 24, 25 year old man, and I was a member of Kiwanis. And if you guys didn't know, Kiwanis it's kind of like Rotary or Lions Club. It's a nonprofit organization that's dedicated towards service in the community. And I was in Kiwanis, and I was the youngest one, hands down. Like in the room, we'd get together every single month on a Tuesday, and we'd have lunch, and we'd have a speaker in, and then we'd talk about a volunteer project we were going to do that month. And that was kind of how it went in Kiwanis for me. And so, but in my room, I was 24 or 25, in the room every Tuesday, when we got together, everyone else was older. I mean, they were like 50s and 60s and 70s older. When I was 20, I was the youngest person in the room every single time. And I remember I was having a particularly challenging time because I was thinking about quitting my job, but I was scared because I hadn't saved any money. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I just knew that I knew that the job wasn't the thing at the time, but I didn't know what it was. And so I was scared to make the leap. And I was kind of struggling with some existential stuff because, you know, it had been 4 or 5 years. I hadn't had a girlfriend, and it was just frustrating. I was like dating, but I just wasn't making real connections when I was dating. And I was just unhappy in that part of my life. I didn't know what I was doing with my career. I didn't have a significant relationship. I was like, oh man, I didn't feel good. And so I was having a really down day on that particular Tuesday. And I went in and I was sitting next to this guy, and he was one of the awesome Kiwanians who was there. And he was, I think he was probably 59, 60 years old. He was in banking. Very successful, wealthy guy, happy, just, he was like a happy-go-lucky grandpa type, you know, just a good dude. And I'm just kind of listing off to him all these things that suck, you know? And he says, well, what are you doing about it? And I said, well, and he says, well, I bet, and he said, I bet, I know what's going on. He says, you're going home, you're probably watching too much TV, drinking too much beer, and sitting alone too often, or you're going out and not having any fun, and da da da. And we're just talking. My mode was, yeah, I go inside, so I kind of pull away from people when I'm unhappy. And so I was like, yeah, I kind of pull away, and I'm in my house. And he says, well, I know how to solve your problem. I said, oh, what is it? He goes, buy tickets. I'm like, buy tickets? What do you mean buy tickets? He goes, I want you to open up the paper. Remember the papers? So he says, I want you to open up the paper. And he goes, I want you to see what's going on in your town, and I want you to buy tickets to whatever's coming up the next 7 weekends. Is there a symphony coming to town? Buy tickets. Is there a ballet? Buy tickets. Is there an art museum? Buy tickets. Is there a concert? Buy tickets. And I said, what do you mean? I said, buy tickets. I want you to buy 1, 2, 3, 4 tickets, and I want you to take your friends, and I just want you to go. I want you to buy tickets, and I want you to go. And I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with anything I'm even talking about? He goes, just buy the tickets and come back next month, tell me about the tickets. And I'm like, no. And he literally pulls out his wallet, and I'll never forget, he sets down 3 $100 bills. And he goes, buy the tickets. Here's the money. And I'm like, what are you even? And I was literally so frustrated. So I bought tickets. I got like a symphony ticket. There was like a dance troupe in town or something weird. There's a Dave Matthews concert. And what else? There's one other thing. I can't remember what it was. There's something about the tickets. I went with 1 or 2 or 3 friends and went to them. And the second, I remember the opening act for the Dave Matthews Band started. And I was like, got it. Because sometimes when you're down and out, you got to get out and about. And so I was down and out. And he got me out and about. And then with your friends and you're socializing and it's in a new environment and things are happening and my mind just started turning on again. I started getting all these ideas and these dreams that I don't know where they were. They weren't in my room. They weren't in my bed. These ideas and dreams, they weren't happening in my journal. The ideas and dreams, they weren't happening in my daily planner. It was like I was stuck there. So he moved me over here. Have you ever been like at a ballet or a symphony, an orchestra, and you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you feel amazing? Like the music hits you, this idea comes in, and you walk out and you feel amazing. Have you ever gone to a Broadway show? You went in and you were frustrated and freaked out because all the horrible New York traffic, and all of a sudden you laugh your ass off and you leave the Broadway show and you feel like $1 million. And now no problem is going to slow you down. That's buy tickets. Buy tickets to the seminar, buy tickets to the event, buy tickets to the art museum, the ballet, buy tickets. And I mean, if you're down and out and your life sucks right now, go buy tickets for the next 4 weeks. And I promise you're gonna be like, damn, buy tickets. That changed my life. Changed my life too. And I've learned ever since then, like if I'm down and out, it's like, buy tickets.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.